Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hi, Chris. How you doing, buddy?
What's up, fellas? How we doing tonight?
Chris, I tried sweet potato pie for the first time.
I'm sorry, what?
I tried sweet potato pie for the first time. A kind listener brought it in because they said I had never had it before, and it was delicious.
That might be wider than not knowing that that was a Jackie Robinson shirt.
Well, I say I'm going to make it for my family this Thanksgiving now, Chris. What are your thoughts on that?
That's cultural appropriation. You have to ask Doran's permission first.
Yeah, Doran gave me a big old no. He gave me a big old no, but I did enjoy it with my coffee this morning. All right. We'll get to the football now. Chris Carter, of course, from the Post-Gazette and the Locked On Steelers podcast. Chris, let's focus offensively with the assumption that Aaron Rodgers is going to play in this game. What is the number one key they got to do offensively?
Hit the open man. And it seems so frustrating to say that because that's what Aaron Rodgers' whole career had been. He came into this year with the best passer rating, the lowest interception rate in NFL history. And at the start of the year, and for most of the year, he had been doing that. Even when it was the quick pass and it was a little frustrating, like, man, I wish he'd take the shot downfield, he would get rid of the ball quick, get it to the guy in space, and let them work their way down the field. But in the Chargers game and the first half last week, outside of the first drive, he wasn't hitting those guys. And he knows it. He's talked about, you know, that's the key to this offense. But they have to do that. And I think that this is a Bears defense that they've been very opportunistic. You know, people talk about how the Steelers live off of turnovers. They literally live off turnovers. Their metrics outside of turnovers are worse than the Steelers before. The Steelers defense really took a turn for the better 3 weeks ago. So if I'm the Steelers, force this team to tackle in space, get the ball out fast, and then that'll force them to kind of make more mistakes out there, and then the run game should open up more. But hit the ball, hit the guy in open space, and kind of you'll get what you got last week, where, you know, Kenneth Gainwell, Jalen Warren, DK Metcalf, they can make guys miss and build up, and then everything else starts to fill in from there.
Chris, are guys getting open downfield, though? Do you see that on film, or are guys getting – are they just not creating any separation?
It's a mixed bag. The guys are not winning, you know, in ways that are like, just, hey, we just need a one-on-one win all the time. But there are times where just schematically guys are open because, you know, not everything can be covered all the time. There are times that guys are blanketed. Like make no mistake, like the Steelers are missing the presence of a true – route runner, like for all the things that Deontay Johnson wasn't, he was one of the best route running wide receivers in football, for years. And so, you know, they're missing a guy like that who can literally just route you up and say, hey, in 2.5 seconds, I'm gonna be open. Just throw it to my inside shoulder. They don't have that guy. But there's times where Roman Wilson is open, and I think that Aaron Rodgers just doesn't anticipate it just yet because he's not. He's not dependent on Roman Wilson's timing. And I think that's the thing. That's another thing that plays into it as well. It's not enough just to win your route. It's enough to be able to win your route consistently enough that before you turn your shoulder to make that move, the quarterback knows he's going to do this and he's going to be on this hash mark. And all I got to do is put it right here. So sometimes it's also about comfortability and familiarity. And that's another thing that plays against the Steelers' passing offense right now.
If you were Mike Tomlin, would you play the compromised Aaron Rodgers, or would you go one more week with Mason Rudolph?
If if Aaron Rodgers is able to go, and I mean, no one's 100% at this part of the season. Everyone's at least got, like, you know, probably 95% at best. If Aaron Rodgers is not inhibited by the wrist, and you feel like he's seeing the field again in practice, or he's addressing what he was doing, I'm putting in Aaron Rodgers. But if there's something that's holding him back, if he's wincing when he gets the ball in his hands, if it's like, you know, slowing something down or something feels off, I say, hey, Aaron, you're the first ballot Hall of Famer. Let's get you some rest. Let's make sure that you're 100% because we got the MVP coming up next week. We can let Mason Rudolph handle this for a week. That's why we brought him back. So I would just, it's kind of like what you said. It's functionality. If the functionality of Aaron Rodgers is not working or there's something issue there, just give it to your backup. But if all those things are crossed, put him in.
Chris, do you agree or disagree with Tomlin stating that if Darius Slay is healthy, he'll be the starter at the corner spot, or should James Pierre get that spot?
I mean, I was disagreeing. He wasn't too appreciative of my question.
He really wasn't. He's like, what's your question?
Yeah, what the hell, man?
What's your question?
I was like, how do you decide between taking a guy who's been hot off the field for, you know, a guy with pedigree? And I was like, I'm pretty sure I asked that question. But I get it, you know, because this, like, I know, like, Tomlinisms aren't just, you know, the funny phrases. It's also the things that he tries to not tell you. And so when you poke into those, that's when he gets a little flustered, mm-hmm. too. But there's a part of me that feels like there might be some game theory into that statement because, you know, I look at this and I'm like, maybe Darius Slay goes back in, but I'm sorry, I can't take James Pierre off the field right now. And so, like when we talked about, you know, I asked Olsen the question about James Pierre, and he's tied with Joey Porter Jr. for most passes broken up on the team. And by the way, both of those guys are, like, I think top 10 in the league in pass breakups right now. And James Pierre is playing significantly less snaps. And he was like, oh, you know, you get more breakups when more guys target you. I'm like, yeah, but, like, Darius Slay gets targeted and don't got them breakups. And so,
exactly.
I think there's a part of me that feels like, you know, Mike Tomlin's saving face right now, but is going to do something completely different in the game. And there's times where he's done that where, like, he said one thing and I'm like, oh, he noted this. Oh, you know what? He went that way. And the same thing goes with a lot of head coaches. Bill Belichick would do that a lot. Heck, Pat Narduzzi's done that to me a lot. There's times where Pat Narduzzi has been like, hey, you know, we're doing this. Or you know, Kenny Pickett's not playing this week. And Kenny Pickett was, like, totally fine. You know, like, so there's gamesmanship that's always ahead. But if he goes back out there, the only saving grace would be the Steelers are deploying two high safety shelves a lot more often. There's a lot more safety support. You're not asking cornerbacks to be in single coverage on islands as much. And that's the thing that Darius Slay couldn't do as much. But if he knows that he has a safety behind him, that could be the one scenario where about 80% of the time you say, hey, Darius, just play a little more aggressive up front, be very technical. That'd be the one thing that would make sense. But other than that, I'm like, man, I can't take James Pierre off the field, man. That guy's balling.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette and the Locked On Steelers podcast joining us on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. A much improved offensive line for the Chicago Bears. You got Darnell Wright on the right side. They added pieces in free agency. They're playing like it. They've run the ball really effectively. What have you seen from that unit? What have you seen out of the development of Caleb Williams? And what do the Steelers have to prepare for?
Well, kudos to Ben Johnson. He's really helped with Caleb Williams' development and seeing the field. But one thing I think that is really interesting about this team is they are opportunistic as well. They have the number two run offense and the number two explosive run offense in the NFL. And what they do is that when you give them the crease, they hit it, and they hit it fast and hard. And that's what the Steelers have to be really gap sound about. Like, this is, I also think, and you know, I was looking at this, you know, just like from last year, the biggest thing that I thought that hurt them last year down the stretch was playing teams that could run the ball and had athletic quarterbacks that could also run the ball. You think back to, you know, and I think the four of the top five times that they gave up the most rushing yards last year was either twice was the Ravens, one was Daniel Jones and Tyrone Tracy with the Giants back when they were there, and then there was, I think, the Eagles with Saquon Barkley and Jalen Hurts. And they did not do well when teams ran options, when they challenged you to be accountable for both gaps. And I asked Terrell Austin about that, like, what's better about that this year when we were talking to him yesterday. And he noted, we're better in the interior, which is what they invested in. They went and got Derek Harmon. They went and got Y.A. Black. You know, they're getting much better play from Keanu Benton. And if they can get that presence in the middle, that can be the stuff that makes everything easier for Patrick Queen, for Peyton Wilson, and also for Watt, Highsmith, and Herbig. And if they get all that, then it becomes a better game of bottling things up, and you can limit what they do with Swift and Williams and force Williams to have to win downfield more often. And you know, he can be very he can hold on to the ball sometimes when he really shouldn't, and that's, I think, what the situation you want to get him into. But I also think it's a great ramp-up because next week you got Josh Allen and James Cook. And I know they lost last night, but that team's got a long, you know, 10 days before the Steelers game, and they're going to be mad as all get out and desperate for a win. So they got to be ready for that. And then the week after that, you get Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry, who are the reason why you went and got the guys that you got this offseason in the first place.
Chris, very good. Who do you think wins the game?
I got the Steelers winning 27-21.
Chris, you're a gentleman and a scholar, and we appreciate your time. We'll talk to you not next Friday, because we will not be here.
Correct.
So have a happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, sir.
Happy Thanksgiving, and let me know how that sweet potato pie comes out.
I'm not going to make it. I clearly can't make it. I'm going to have to make a pumpkin pie, and everyone's going to pretend that it's good, and it won't be.
Right.
And especially it won't be good to me.
You can buy a sweet potato pie.
Oh, that I'm allowed to do? I can't make it from scratch? Yeah.
Please don't make it.
Okay. Yeah.
See you, Chris.
See you, Chris.
Thank you.
You got it.
I don't really understand the difference. I mean, if I can buy one, why can't I just make one?
If you buy one, it'll be better than you making one.
Why?
It just will.
I can't.
You're the guy that marinated steak in mayo and ketchup.
Correct.
Mix. I mean, I think you could mess up a sweet potato pie pretty easily.
Yes.
Point Harry. He got me there.
Yep.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.